This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton told attendees at eBase in Geneva that the business jet industry is showing signs of returning to life in Europe. He adds that Cessna expects the Citation CJ4 to be a good match for that market. The FAA has proposed a $297,000 civil penalty against Air Mods and Repair Corporation of Wilmington, Delaware, for allegedly operating two general aviation aircraft when they were not in compliance with the FAR. Maxcraft Avionics in British Columbia has received a Canadian STC for installation of the Becker AR-3202 and 3209 VHF comm radios in several Bell and Sikorsky helicopter models. Hawker Beechcraft Services this week is announcing an upgrade package for the 800XP that it says improves high and hot performance, uses less fuel, and extends maintenance intervals. At eBase, Hawker Beechcraft Corporation announced a partnership with ExecuJet of Zurich, Switzerland, to provide delivery and initial phase operation support for international customers of HBC's turbine aircraft. Britain's Prince Harry has earned wings as an Army helicopter pilot. He expects to learn this week whether he'll fly the Apache or the Lynx, but says he hopes to wind up back in Afghanistan's Helmand province, this time as a pilot. The pilot of a British Airways 767 asked his passengers to go easy on beverages after all 8 lavatories on the plane became unusable 2.5 hours into a 12-hour flight. And U.S. Airways Flight 1549 First Officer Jeff Skiles has been chosen as the keynote speaker at the American Association of Airport Executives Bird Strike Conference next month. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll wrap up my conversation with Jay Carter by getting his thoughts on just how many driveways may one day hold a personal air vehicle. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.